Video games have always been a way to relax, a way to escape, and a way to live out your wildest fantasies. From being a warrior saving the princess, to being in debt to a raccoon and hanging out with your animal friends. Animal Crossing New Horizons is coming out real soon, and we discuss how video games sometimes are less about having skills, but more about immersing yourself in a literal second life. On the next Region Nerd Alert, every Saturday at 7 p.m., right here on Lakeshore Public Radio. And welcome, everyone.
Hi.
How's it going? What's up?
Hello.
So we have So we have a lot of people in the studio, and the verse of radioology, if I said that right, the radio waves. So we're gonna get these intros knocked out real quick. I'm Jose, host of Region Nerd Alert. You're listening to right now wherever podcasts are streaming, including Spotify, Apple Podcast.
What's the app?
And
NPR One app. I did my job.
There it is. All right, thanks. And you can also listen to us every Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, because Lakeshore houses us in this very nice studio, very clean studio. But anyways, we're going to start to my left in the most distinguished seat in the world, second only to the Game of Thrones seat throne, is the Goose Chair, which is
Mike, aka Thick Boy, 3 C's, 3 I's, Facebook, Instagram. Follow my photography at Singularity Photography.
There we go, Goose Chair.
The Goose Chair.
But to his left, we have sharing a mic,
Skylar, aka Olatho, on all platforms. SoundCloud, music. That's what I do.
And he does the intro and outro music. And then to his left, we have the lovely
Deli Hams. Heather, I am Deli Hams on Instagram with 2 S's and 1 S on Twitter.
There we go. And special guest, to her left, we have
Perry.
Perry.
You also find me on Instagram at Perry_Papa.
There we go. And thank you for joining us in the studio today, Perry. You
no
look
problem.
Very fly, I must say.
Thank you.
And to Perry's left. Oh,
in the nether.
In the nether, we have a man with no introductions. But for real, though, please introduce yourself.
Oh, it's Espresso Depresso. You can find me on twitch.tv/Espresso Depresso.
There we go. Espresso Depresso for anyone who couldn't hear because phone waves. But anyways, as you heard from the intro, hopefully, Animal Crossing New Horizons is coming out from right now. I think it's 9 days from when we're recording.
You are correct. It's 9 days.
Counting
down. Yes. Every day I wake up, I'm like, 8 days.
The dawn of
7 days.
And it started with me not being able to afford it at all. It's in my wildest fantasies. But the closer we get, the closer I'm like, I could probably afford this. My savings account.
9 days, I got it.
Savings account isn't that important.
If I don't eat for the next 9 days, I can totally afford it, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks with no food, 2.5 days with no water.
That's a few bucks.
Yeah. Penny saving. But yeah, Animal Crossing New Horizons is coming out. And since I can't play you like the actual music to go with it, for those of you who don't know what Animal Crossing is, in simpler terms, it's a life simulation game. Would I be correct in saying life simulation?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, life
sim. Because it's not like shoot 'em up, where you know you're just going around shooting.
You have a net though, and you could smack people with your net.
You can. I was like thinking, I don't think you can shoot in Animal Crossing, but yeah. So basically, today we're going to talk about different life simulation games, and not just life simulation games, but also games that involve a lot of camaraderie and ways to build relationships into games, where you could do that with any multiplayer game nowadays. But we're going to hammer in the ones that like sort of the ones that you can really get together, like talk, VR chat, be online and marry your best friend or lover or however you want. But so I'm...
Be 3 really ugly orcs in a Nebula Realm type game.
Ah, yes, we will get there.
Oh, my God.
So, first I'm going to open the floor. Does anyone play Animal Crossing in here?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, once upon a midnight dreary.
So, John, which Animal Crossing did you play?
I can't even remember which one it was. I think it was the one that was back on the GameCube. That was the last one I
think that was the first one.
Oh, the OG one, huh?
That was the OG one.
Yeah. I just remember being afraid of Tom Nook breaking my kneecap.
Yep, which in the new Animal Crossing New Horizons, more detailed kneecaps.
Oh, those things
are added in.
Those things are perky,
very perky kneecaps, so you can break them in. But yeah. So Heather, if you want to explain, I guess because we're tiptoeing around it a little bit. What exact, like, if someone was like, "What is Animal Crossing?" How would you describe it, like the gameplay and the environment?
The millennial dream.
The millennial dream.
Like, I mean, think about it, like. You basically, like, the GameCube one, like, that's where it all started, was you wake up and you, like, you meet with this other character, like, this NPC that says, like, oh, what's your name? Like, try to, like, you introduce yourself, like, oh, like, what do you look like, kind of? And then you, like...
The Professor Oak intro?
Yeah, it's the Professor Oak intro for Animal Crossing. And then you walk out and you're just, like, designed how you are and you can't change your hair. So if you really hate your hair, you gotta do it all over again. And then, like, you get a house from Tom Nook. It's like a small, like, little 4x4.
And
like,
Tom Nook is a raccoon, right?
Yes. So you're technically the only human in this. Everybody else is like a raccoon or
like
a
different
squirrel.
Species.
Yeah. And... like, they're all like little humans that like talk with like little music tones. They're not words.
So, oh, yeah. Like...
yeah. Actually, exactly like that. Exactly like that.
Yep. So it's like similar to Simish in a sense.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Yeah. I love Simish.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you go like like you just walk around, you fish, you collect bugs, you collect fruit, like you run errands for like your neighbors, and you level up your house and you get things and decorate your house. And it's gotten like more and more intricate as it went on, like the DS one, the Wii one. Like, you got to design your outfits, you got better-looking houses, you actually got to decide your hair, and like, hey, I don't like this hair anymore.
Go to the city, and city folk.
Yeah. Go to the city and actually change your hair color, and then you got to change your shoes, and like, actually put on socks. Like, I could wear sandals now? Holy crap.
I'm sold.
Yeah, like, it's like the complete opposite of what video games should be, and Nintendo took like a basically went on a limb, was like, this sounds really weird.
Because even though, like, you can, there's sort of like an end goal, like paying off your house.
If
but
you pay off your house, you get a gold statue of yourself. This is a fact.
This dude paid all his debts. The only one in Animal Crossingville.
In the GameCube, in the original one. I had a lot of time. I was like, what, 6 when that came out? So I had a lot of time just running around collecting bells, and I got a gold statue.
Dang, I don't think I've ever done that before.
Imagine,
but,
imagine paying off a house with bells and bugs.
The dream.
Yeah, I've never paid off my house in any Animal Crossing.
I don't think I've ever, like, upgraded anything. Excluding Animal Crossing, because I played the crap out of that game. But, like, when it comes to The Sims, like, I'd play that really different, like, in regards to goals.
If you don't, like, play The Sims as chaotic evil, you're not playing The Sims.
Exactly. I forever have tombstones in the backyard.
You maybe play The Sims normally for the first week, possibly, just to get a hold of it. After that, you are killing all your people.
Once you realize that you can fence people in the backyard and take the door away.
Oh, dude.
Welcome to my party. You're never going to leave.
Welcome to my pool party. There's no ladder out now. All of you are dying.
I was just saying, like the first thing you did, everybody did when booting up Sims was Motherload.
Oh, yeah. Motherload. Who yeah. wouldn't?
Cheat loads, or cheat code saved my life in The Sims. I don't think I would ever be able to, like, complete the game.
I would build up the biggest, most ridiculous house I could, and then just burn it down.
just burn it down.
Because I had the money to do it.
Would you guys buy like the prefab houses, or would you dump your money into making your own and choose not to put wallpaper or flooring down?
That
I was gonna say.
It's like I would actually get people who went on there, like for Sims 4 and Sims 3, you can actually download custom ones.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Because those were a lot of fun to destroy.
I didn't even know that you can do that.
Yeah. I always end up having a grass living room. So.
Grass.
Eerily similar to your house now.
The ultimate earthen.
So, Perry, since you are the Sims expert, can you these Sims?
Are these our titles? Animal Crossing expert, Sims expert.
So,
SD.
So, when it comes to the Sims,
man, y'all are evil.
So, what? How would you describe? Because the Sims never heard of it. How would you describe that? And then we'll just do the differences and stuff.
Okay, so it's very similar to Animal Crossing in a sense where you create your own character, family, if you want to create the house that you want them to live in. They have their own jobs. The kids go to school. It's pretty much a life simulator game. The fun part of it is when you get to take that life simulation and completely turn it upside down and inside out.
That's the funnest.
Or like,
how would my life look if it crashed and burned?
Or how would my life look if my dad was Hagrid and my sister was Hermione Granger and we lived in a house where there was no first floor and it was a ladder leading up to the second floor and we got robbed every day.
I say Sims 4 had unreal customization with the faces and stuff.
Wild.
Like, I don't even know why I would like adjust the cheek rosiness to 3 centimeters to look specifically like people.
Sims 4 character creation is outstandingly amazing.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
It
is. I have to boot that up when I get
it. It is Italian hands emoji to the extreme.
Yes, exactly that. Yes.
I saw something online about The Sims. The Wikipedia, how it describes it, is The Sims is a strategic life simulation video game.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that word strategic.
I mean, you could call it that.
I mean, it is in a sense because you have to you could build relations with people.
And there's actually little achievements you can get, right?
Like, yeah. So like obviously
life achievements,
aspirations, and whatnot.
Yeah. Your character can be like.
Is it a strategy to how to kill your Sims the fast as possible, or?
Man, y'all are evil.
I love making my doctors
My goal at one point was actually to marry the Grim Reaper, and I actually did that at one point because I got really bored. So I killed the Sim, married the Grim Reaper, and I was like, this is great. He can't kill anybody now. He's trapped in this house.
Trap him.
God.
Oh my
Lock
God.
Down the
true savior.
Oh. Grim Reaper now trapped in a loveless marriage.
He loved that Sim so much.
Oh my goodness. And what I like about The Sims 2 is you not only can you have a family, but you can have family continuation. You can have great
generations.
Like generations. And you go, this is the fifth installment of Jerry.
His name, Jerry.
All right. We are the Jerrys. I got a story for you guys.
Oh, story time. Jerry.
So. I play Sims 4 religiously when I'm when it's downtime on my shift at work and we don't have anything to do. So I just boot up Sims 4, watch my Sim live his life. So my Sim has, how do I explain this? PC-like. He established a clan all on his own. He has fathered many a child, which all have many a branches. And I just kind of waited to see how long it would take for these branches to interconnect.
Oh, he's Captain Baby Daddy?
So you basically made a cult of
yes.
all following one man, and this man made many families.
Johnstown!
Oh,
no!
Holy moly, full circle, that was perfect. But thank you for sharing that PC story with us, John. I was I play The Sims, and okay, I want to sort of make it not in the sense of super real, obviously, because this is a simulation. But I'm like, all right, I'm going to have my single guy go out, blah, 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 talk to ladies, blah, 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 and then come home. And then I started playing, and I'm like, man, my guy ain't picking up no ladies. He's at home watching TV. I'm like, oh, man, I'm doing that too.
Dude, it just ends up becoming a reflection of yourself.
Oh, crap, I am my Sim.
All my simulation.
I'm telling you, Grim Reaper.
Simulation games end up just being a reflection, some quantum overlook. I'm like, no.
Oh, God.
I'm the biggest simulation in my life.
I was like, you can lose these games. Even though there's no end goal, you can
You're
still lose
You're like the upset
them.
Tiffany Pollard meme. You're just laying on your bed, upset.
To go back to Animal Crossing New Horizons, that comes out March 20th.
Yes.
And I'm super excited. Heather's super excited. Hopefully we can get anyone else who has a Switch super excited, because I believe you can have up to 8 people in your island town.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Running around.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Digging up bones, which you can do in that game.
I'm going to be a nuisance. I'm just going to come over to your house and shake your trees.
Oh, none of my trees never yield money. John is just shaking them,
shaking all the money out of them.
Oh my goodness.
My bell tree.
I'll play for like 10 minutes to get sick of it and go back to Binding of Isaac and hate myself.
It always goes back to Binding of Isaac.
It always does, man. It always does.
So when we're talking about simulation games, I also have a definition of life simulation games too. This is Region Nerd Alert, by the way. 15 minutes in. If you don't know what a life simulation game is, I'm about to tell you. But just talking about it, if you're like, what are they talking
what
about?
What on earth? At the very end of the podcast. So this is a life simulation.
So the definition. So life simulation games form a subgenre of simulation games, which I would feel like simulation games involve like farm simulator, train simulator, how to fly a kite simulator. Like those are just straight, okay, they're accurate. You're just riding in a train.
Fishing world.
Fishing world. Fishing planet.
Lava Simulator 2000.
Lava Simulator?
Dude, if you go to Steam, there's so many simulator games.
I was going to say, me and Heather were talking about, well, I guess this goes more into the life simulation. But anyways, let me finish this life simulation video game in which the player lives or controls one or more virtual characters. Such a game can revolve around individuals or relationships, or it could be a simulation of an ecosystem, which I think is more so life simulation. The big difference is that it simulates ecosystems and relationships, unless you're being with trains. Some people have loving relationships with trains. Anyone?
Trains, man. People really love them.
Mm-hmm. Trains, planes, and automobiles.
Trains. It's in the game.
Trains. It's in the game. But yeah, so that's the...
Is that EA's new tag?
Trains. It's in the game. But anyways, yeah, Animal Crossing's coming out. And speaking of life simulations, have you guys ever played like Tycoon simulations?
Oh.
Both me and Skylar went for the mic at the same time.
Like, I love Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I'm about to say the same thing.
I think I played SimCity instead of Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Oh, SimCity is also... Ooh, yeah. I was going to say...
I forgot that existed for a second.
I love SimCity.
Every time I built a city, man, it was going good. Aliens.
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 Jurassic
Aliens.
Park.
Never failed.
It never failed.
I have that simulator. In here. Jurassic Park was my favorite.
One of the best
favorite.
Sims ever.
It's like Zoo Tycoon, but
yes,
Jurassic Daniels. Park. Like, it is a really good game.
You must construct more T-Rex.
But, yeah, speaking of Roller Coaster Tycoon and stuff like that, basically it's over. Usually, like, in the sky view.
Isometric.
Isometric?
Yep.
And then, isometric, and you're just building a roller coaster theme park. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, the more recent ones, like, you can have little cotton candy stands, you can have, like, the roller coasters, like, it takes management to a different level, too.
Right, or else you just run the park into the ground.
Yeah.
Which
I
they do.
Played the heck out of those when I was a kid. Like, Sims 2 and Roller Coaster Tycoon 1, 2, and 3. So much.
Once again, I failed at those games, too. Like, I would make a roller coaster, and then they just fly off, and then zooms in on me at a bench, and I'm like, oh, man, that's what I'm doing right now, just being sat on a bench. But yeah, there's also City Sims, which you can, how it sounds.
Sim City, you mean?
Sim City.
Sim
yeah.
City, Sim.
Yeah,
Sim
City. But,
there for a minute.
Also, Sim City, you actually... control and build a city and not actually the people inside.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's that. It's,
I thought it was the same thing as Sims, just on a city,
on a
urban
scale.
Level.
No,
that's the urbs.
No, you just make the city.
Yeah, you just
make
the city.
Yeah, they do have a Sims where it's more urban, which is like called the city urbs or sim urbs or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is also a fun game. I wish they would remake that.
So many simulation add-ons.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. The Sims 4 has so many. There's like... What, like pets add-ons? There's
like pets
different
add-ons,
houses.
Like Hello Kitty expansion pack, like
vampires.
They're like
vampires.
There are 9 expansion packs plus 12 like add-on packs
and a Minecraft
plus 22
texture kit.
Plus like other side packs. I just know when you build a bundle, you have to pick 3 things.
Oh man! But also, go on.
Oh, I was gonna say, have you guys ever like actually played those like plane simulators or those like bus driver simulators? Those things are crazy in depth.
The only time I remember playing one is in school, actually.
Like
me too.
You remember that?
Oh, they're nuts, man. Like you have to, like in the air, like a flying simulators, you have to account for wind speed and direction, humidity in the air. You got to know what all the controls do. It's insane. Mm-hmm. Like I crash the plane every single time because I forget to turn on like a jet or something.
Oh,
well, aren't those like more in line with like actual like real life simulator? Like you're not trying to like escape real life. You're actually trying to, like, I want to be a pilot, but I can't. So screw it.
No, that's what those are for. Those are for people who are like have a genuine interest in these things.
I really fail.
I want to have like no like horrible guilt. So this is gonna be this.
Speaking of horrible guilt, too, they have a hospital simulator.
Birth simulators? Have you seen those?
No.
Wild. Like, you give
like, which part? Are you the baby coming out?
You could be the doctor. You could be the mother. But they have, like, the doctor one. It's intense because you have to, you know, take into account for the patient, the baby, you, what you're doing.
I'd probably fail on that one, too. Just yank the baby out.
You just want to see, like, the third party hand come and wipe the sweat.
You know what else is, a cool simulator? Like, not traditionally a simulator? That 911 operator game.
Oh, I love that game, 911 operator. That's really fun.
Is that the one where you're like the hands and you got to like pick up the syringe and stuff?
No, that's Surgeon Simulator.
Surgeon Simulator.
911 operator is your 911 dispatch officer.
Oh, is that game you were playing?
Yeah. And you basically like have to allocate like cops and resources.
You send the squads to go and deal with the different problems.
When you were playing,
you
I was like, is this
calls.
The game?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that game gets real bad real fast.
Especially when you're in like California and it's like, oh, an earthquake just happened and like 9 buildings are on fire. You got 4 fire engines. People are calling you.
Gang warfare. Yeah. There's a gang war.
Turf war. Turf war.
Going in that regard, Grand Theft Auto, like that's definitely, it's not traditionally like a life simulator, but people play those types of games because they're so big, open world maps and immersive.
GTA Online was basically a simulator.
Yeah, like the new one. Yeah, that I won't name drop him, Joey from Target, but I won't say his last name. He was playing. He's like, just has this big old condo with the bachelor suite. And I was like, what do you do in that game? Oh, we just get a bunch of friends and drink in my apartment. I'm like, like in the game? So they're just meeting in the game.
Chilling at his crib.
Chilling at a crib, just doing shots and stuff. I'm like, you guys could do that in real life.
Right, talking over headsets.
Talking over headsets.
Sometimes, though, in the comfort of your home and in the safety of your underwear, it feels really good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I respect that.
But other simulations, one that's coming out, or it might already be out, House Flipper. Have you guys heard of that one?
No.
HGTV game?
Basically, it's literally like you get this rundown house.
If they make a Love It or List It game, it's over.
I'm done. You're never going to see me again.
And, I've watched it. I've actually watched this game. It looks really fun, and
it looks like first person Sims. Yes. It's like the Sims first person. You're like,
you
you're in the
love
house.
This game, Perry. I'm serious.
You're knocking down walls.
Perry's eye is twitching.
I'm leaving this podcast right now.
Perry, I'm serious. You would love this game.
It's called House Flipper, and they're having an HGTV expansion pack pretty soon.
Yeah, it's. I've watched it. I watched some Let's Plays of it. I'm like, I really want this game. Like, I don't watch those house shows that much, but when I do, I'm like, next one.
They're
next
so
one.
Addicting.
The middle-aged
once I start.
Woman in me is crying.
If I'd have grew up like
teens
in the 90s, Home Improvement all the time.
Oh, Home Improvement. But I think what suckered me in is the lady Brady Bunch one on HGTV where
they flipped the Brady house?
Yeah.
That was wild because the inside's not what it's supposed to be like in the show because he's a studio for the inside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So they literally took the inside of this house and just gutted it all.
And you can do that in House Flipper too.
Bananas.
Another worthy one to talk about is Stardew Valley, which is one of my favorites. John, you've played Stardew Valley, right?
Oh, I put so much time into Stardew Valley.
Now, Stardew Valley, that one does have sort of endings, right? Like you can get to the credits, I guess.
I mean, I've never gotten to the credits, so I think it's just a myth, but...
I've also never been to the credits, so we're probably just lying. But anyways, yeah, Stardew Valley, it's basically like a pixelated Animal Crossing, in a sense.
It's Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon, yeah. More accurately, Harvest Moon, which is another awesome one to bring up. Harvest Moon also has some similarities to Animal Crossing, but I think you have a farm, right? And then you can have, like, cows and chickens and get married and die.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Harvest Goddess is my waifu.
Yeah, Harvest Moon, you can definitely die in that one, and very sad. But Stardew Valley also has a nice online mode, I guess, where you can, like, combine, I don't know, you can, like, work on the same farms, can't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Back in my day, you had to mod your Stardew Valley if you wanted to do multiplayer.
The last time I believe we played, John, we did have to mod it because we had 8 people playing.
On one farm?
Yes, on one farm.
You would have that farm set up like day one.
It was really fun, but also chaotic.
I was like at Northwest Indiana Comic Con, I set up Stardew Valley and I had just a parsnip farm.
Dude, you planted so many parsnips.
There's so many.
All I did was chop wood. I didn't know what to do.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. I like walked around and like, here Skyler, you play for a while. And I come back and like, what are you doing? He's like, you only taught me how to chop wood. Because I think my description to him was,
oh yeah, you can chop wood and break rocks and whatever.
That I was like, yeah, you can chop wood, break rocks, whatever. And I leave and come back, and that's all he's
so
doing.
Much wood compiled.
I'm like, dude, you can also do farming and build lasting relationships with the town folk.
And then,
but speaking of another day, Death Day. Because there's a graveyard keeper simulator too.
Yes.
Heather actually played that one, and it actually looks really cool. So it's basically, it looks like Stardew Valley,
looks
except
like my Eldritch dream.
Instead
dream.
Of
it
a
looks
farm,
like it, but it's not.
Yeah, instead of a farm, I was like, you tell us about it, because you've actually played it.
Yes. So I got it on Switch and PC, and I've been playing it off and on between those two. Basically, you are the crypt keeper of a little farm. You take care of the village, like all of the bodies that come in and like deal with them. The bodies, if they were bad people, actually do damage to your cemetery. So they have to be good bodies and like to prepare them certain ways. And the game is actually pretty hard because like the grave, like you take care of the like all the grave markers and stuff, and mm-hmm. they like decay over time. And when they decay so much, like you'll get negative on your score, and you have to give like a certain score on your cemetery and like to unlock more things and to get more things.
I see there's like some fighting in there too, like similar to Stardew Valley when you're in the dungeons and stuff.
I haven't actually gotten that far because it's actually a hard game.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah, but I mean, it's in the trailer. I've seen it, but
difficulty alert.
Yeah, difficulty alert. I mean, like I was walking around at night and I got attacked by bats, so I did like swing around like a little shovel or whatever to not die.
But honestly, like what other things can you get, like a cremation station?
Yeah, I actually haven't unlocked that yet. Like it's there. Like it's like, oh, this is where you can put your cremation station. I'm like, cool, how do I get it? And then you have like a list, like a laundry list to do, like you have to do this mm-hmm. I'm like,
that sounds pretty fun. And you said so it's for the Switch too.
Yeah, 20, it's on the Switch.
$20, it's over.
Oh, no prices on it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, get out.
It's a bleep.
but yeah, graveyard, I definitely want to get
it's
that.
It's a lot of fun. Like even though like it's difficult, it's not, it has a different difficulty than Stardew Valley, and it's a lot of fun, like in spurts to play here and there.
Nice.
So I definitely could recommend it.
By the way, I think I'm going to open up a funeral home cremation station.
I was literally about to say cremation
Let
station.
Let me be your mortician.
Cremation station is either a great funeral home or an awesome band name.
That is an awesome band name.
And two, the moment Heather said it's available for Switch, me and Skylar both ripped our phones out of our
pockets. I was just going to say, I was like, they're probably looking
at
it.
Yeah, they're
right
both
now.
Like, they're like,
we literally, in unison, ripped the phones out of our pockets.
It's okay. I showed Perry the HDTV House Flipper DLC, and he went insane. So we know
you
what
see
he's doing.
Like how flip. You can knock
you
down
break
walls.
Walls and like rebuild stuff and.
Ugh. Perry's dead to us now for the next couple weeks.
He's about to be flipping madhouses.
Madhouses.
You guys playing these like graveyard simulators, house flippers, and I'm just out here being a cowboy in Red Dead 2.
Oh, Red Dead.
Yeehaw.
I was going to say, that goes in the same spirit of GTA, where it's not.
That is a sim, too.
It's definitely sim. Like, oh, man, I can't tell you the feeling. I was just actually thinking about this. Red Dead Redemption captures, like, my favorite feeling of waking up in the morning, like after camping, and it's like real early. You can't tell like what time it is, and you just see the sun come up.
There's still that mist in the air.
The mist in the air. You go up and grab your coffee. You're just drinking coffee, talking to everyone else who just woke up.
And the fire out of a tin.
Well, actually,
you can drink coffee in the morning on Red Dead.
No, that's why I was saying it. Yeah, that's it captured that perfectly. And then just drink it, and then when you're done with it, just put it down on the grass.
Just throws it down.
Well, that's so wholesome. My Red Dead Redemption like lifestyle is just Benny Hill skits with bounty hunting.
I was going to say, are you running into the problem where they're spawning unkillable skeletons on you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
What is that?
So hackers are spawning unkillable two-headed skeletons on people in the game on the Red Dead Online part, and you can't kill them. They're unkillable.
Hackers.
So they just sit there and just like beat the crap out of you the whole time.
Aren't they like super aggressive too?
Yes, they're super aggressive. Oh, and the only way to get them to stop beating you up is to hog tie the skeletons and leave them on the ground and run away.
Mm. I'm re-downloading the game tonight.
I was going to say.
It's only on PC that's happening, by the way.
No!
When I used to play Red Dead, like I would be, okay, I'm gonna make a female character because I like making female characters in games. And then I go into the bar, the saloon, and as soon as some real person messes with me, hey, and then like pushes me, poof, just start a shootout, and everyone starts fighting, hog tie them, and then just run away. Oh man, I need to.
That's a Wild West simulator. For anything you want to do, want to play Wild West? Go get Red Dead. Like it's a perfect simulator.
It is.
Yeah, just get drunk, throw bottles at people, start shootouts,
drag them behind your horse,
drag them behind. And the thing is, you can actually play as the people getting dragged too. Like that can be done to you. And
oh my god,
I hate when it's done to me.
One time I was just minding my own business, and I see this dude in this fancy hat just walk up to me and start dancing. I'm like, man, what is going on? Some dude hauls from the side of his horse and drags me away.
Wow, that's a nice hat. That's a nice dance.
Ultimate distraction.
I was so mad because I didn't realize how much of a distraction. I was like, what the heck is going on? What is this guy doing? Oh, no!
I got bamboozled. Yep.
Dude, I seen a video of somebody playing Red Dead. Their friend was trying to catch up to him on a train, and they couldn't reach it, so they hog-tied him and just dragged him up to the train.
Worst possible way to get on a train.
Oh, my God. So, speaking of online multiplayer.
Are we going to the realm finally?
We're going to the realms.
Oh, man.
So we've been talking about mostly solo play, like simulation, like you control like your own world. And then there's a little bit now with Animal Crossing, you can have like you could visit each other's world, but I didn't think there's like the same, like you could be in the same like place.
Yeah, you'd be in the same town and all that.
Yeah.
So there's multiplayer for Animal Crossing, yeah.
The new one?
In the new one and in the old ones.
Oh, I didn't know about the old ones. Oh,
you visit people other people's towns and like share fruits and like share things.
Oh,
and
yeah, because
harass them and leave.
Like I knew like you can like swap the memory cards and then visit the town in the memory card.
So we're not getting No Man's Sky again.
Oh, No Man's Sky. That's also our show.
That
good
one got
to
fixed.
I was gonna say we played the fixed version too, which is a lot more fun now. But then
all we do is fleet stuff.
Yeah,
hang out in our ships. No, send your fleet out.
Oh man, but yeah, No Man's Sky is another good simulation game, which you can explore the universe. Yep,
my favorite because celestial things.
Mm-hmm. And you have different spaceships. Like, oh, I really like that one. And then you can barter with the aliens and stuff. That one's No Man's Sky. Really good. At first, it was a little iffy because
once the internet realized that two people cannot meet on the same planet and see each other, trash the game.
I love how the guys, like, the odds of that happening, like, oh yeah, you can meet up, but the odds of it actually connecting, like, is one in, like, a bajillion, and then two people, like, hey, yeah, I recognize your planet. I recognize your planet, and you're not too far. Want to meet up? Okay. So they, like, triangulate everything, like, all right, we're on the same planet. We're in the same spot. Where are you? And then the internet blew up because the guy promised. He promised in interviews.
There's actually a video by the internet historian about No Man's Sky. And just to sum it up, he didn't make promises
sweeping
necessarily.
Generalizations.
Yeah, he didn't make a lot of like promises. He goes in a lot more depth, but it shows like the team side of it. Like how the hype train completely went off the rails for that game. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like expectations were sky high. And he kept like, he was like, I can't like Like, he was an introvert, so, like, every time he's, like, doing interviews, he's like, yeah, it's, you know, we're working on this.
Right.
Yeah, and it was, like, it was super rushed out. It's a watch. Like, it's, like, a 50-minute video, but it's worth the watch to know, like, exactly what happened.
Well, okay. Then also, too, like, during their development, they had a flood of their whole office, yeah. And they lost a lot of their development of the code. Yeah.
Wow,
the
really? Game.
Yeah. Yep. So that's why, like, a lot of it was, like, set back, because during that whole development time, they're like, oh, by the way, flood.
Even their first, like, rendition of it, I really enjoyed. Like, I did, like, as
it was still really fun.
It was still a really fun game. It's just expecting to have
the
cool,
disappointment was so, yeah. Like,
but they fixed it. So you can now be in the same place lasering rocks and collecting
dust. And it is fun.
Dust. Yeah. But yeah, check it out. No Man's Sky. A theater near you. But anyways... Speaking of online, MMORPGs, massive online cooperation. Let's shift gears into that, and which is John's terrain. Like we all play these games, but John, I have you on the phone right now. Oh yeah, by the way, John, do you want to say where you're at right now?
Oh, I'm in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah, we had someone on here from Canada before, so that was pretty fun.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think what's his name? Jason Anarchy?
Yes. Mm.
And he was a tabletop developer. And if you want to hear that, read your nerd alert, Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
NPR One app.
NPR One app. LakeshorePublicRadio.org.
89.1 FM, Saturdays, 7 p.m.
There we
Sunday,
go.
Sunday.
Sunday. Nice plug, bro.
Saturday. Nice but plug. But yeah, but anyways, yeah, so MMORPGs are, do you know what does it exactly stand for? Mass Multiplayer Online. All right, and you play Final Fantasy, was it 14?
I am playing Final Fantasy 14 currently, yes.
All right. and when you say currently, like right at this moment.
Like right at this moment while I'm talking to you guys. I am mining materials so that I can get a fancy apron.
If you listen closely, you hear the click clacks of his keyboard.
The click clacks. So, John, if you want to tell the listeners, not like what exactly is Final Fantasy, and maybe like compare it to World of Warcraft, which is probably something that a lot of people have heard of as well. Oh, Perry, do you?
That's my doing.
Okay.
Oh, World of Warcraft, is that?
Oh, yes. You're a WoW player?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know this at all.
I'm Eric Cartman in that episode of South Park where he's like leaning back and he's like, I'm Batroom. Like, that's me.
God, we're going to have a conversation after this.
Perry, I did not know. Also, jump in with the World of Warcraft. I didn't know we had anyone with World of Warcraft. Yeah. This is perfect. Well, first, John, explain Final Fantasy, and then we'll explain some Warcraft. Heck yeah.
All right. So, Final Fantasy, well, at least Final Fantasy 14. Is massive, like MMO. A lot of its plot is you're this warrior of light, one of many, and you're trying to save this world from falling into complete darkness by fighting like eldritch gods with dudes named Sephiroth 28 and my name is Bob.
My name. Let's get him, Bab. So, with this, it's sort of like a expansive story that keeps continuing, right?
Right. One of the big things that set Final Fantasy 14 aside from games like, well, WoW, World of Warcraft, is Final Fantasy 14 is way more story-oriented than a lot of MMOs have been.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, Final Fantasy 14 is actually really well-known for the fact that its 1.0, like its original launch, was hot garbage.
Oh.
Like, it was to the point where they had to refund everyone who bought the game. Like, it was pretty, but it was horribly developed,
like unplayable, basically.
Like it, yeah, it was pretty much unplayable. So they fired the entire team, replaced the team. We got 2.0, Realm Reborn, and since then it's been one of Square's like biggest income projects. Like it makes them the most money.
So in this game, so you basically it's like a dungeon crawl, right? Like you can do dungeon crawl like missions.
Like, you could do dungeons, fight giant monsters, do, like, fights where it's you and 24 other people trying to fight a bunch of stuff and get through this realm. You can also craft. You could marry your best friend. You could own a house.
So let's get into that a little bit. So you're in a guild, right, in the game?
Yes, I founded a guild with a bunch of my friends.
And now, as far as I could see, like, to me, it looks pretty huge and expansive. Like, you guys take these quests in order to, like, build, like, better things. Like, I think last time I checked in, like, you and Mike, the other Mike, were, like, building a boat or something to travel across the lands or something like that?
Yes, we actually had to... All right, so we built an airship, but when we changed servers, because we moved to a more populated server recently, we had to rebuild all of our stuff. So right now we're building submarines because we want to build a better house.
Oh, wow. So basically, like, you can make all these things to further the game. And how long can some of these quests get? As in, like, how long does it take to build an airship? Oh, okay.
So, like, it'll take, like, it's one of those things, like, how do I explain this? So when you're building, for example, when you're building the submarine, there'll be five different stages of, like, crafting that you have to put in. And each stage you're putting in, like, 50 pieces of X material that may need to be crafted prior to you even putting it into that.
And then how hard is it to get that material, like, time-wise? Like, does it take you, like, hours, days?
I think it took me and Mike about 2 weeks to get everything we needed for the sub we just finished.
Wow, so multiple game sessions then.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's one of the things that it could be done really short, or it could be done really fast.
So these are very time-consuming games. Like, people. So on average, how long would you say you play Final Fantasy a week?
If I were to be completely upfront, I probably put in a good, like, 40 hours a week.
40 hours. So multiply, like, that by three.
It's like me with Destiny. It's me with Destiny.
God, I was going to say, Heather, you play Destiny as well.
That's a basically MMO now, too. So
I can't do it.
And Mike, I know you have some Skyrim hours logged in.
Oh, I've put...
That's not an MMO.
Yeah,
no, I know, but I'm just saying...
That's not the same.
I mean, like, it's expansive in the sense of, like, RPG.
Oh, no, I have well over 400 hours, 400 plus hours in Skyrim.
I checked
but,
I got over 1,000 hours. Yes. Too.
Yeah, so imagine, like...
I couldn't do that,
RPGs,
though.
But, like, playing with your friends, and you're spending hours and hours with other people. Like,
yes.
A lot of people don't realize it's not just you in front of a screen pushing buttons, which maybe literally it is, but spiritually you're playing with other people, you're talking with mm-hmm. other people. Like, it's very was it intrapersonal? Is that the right word? Like, communication.
Yeah, because I've met a lot of friends, like, through Destiny and Overwatch. So, like, I've known people for 5 years just through Overwatch, and we've also played Destiny together. I mean, now we've played Destiny 2 together. And I have a clan, like, I've created a clan, and we're up to 40 people now in that clan, 30, 40 people.
Wow.
And we're doing raids, we're getting ready for the next season, because that started yesterday, and running
Did
through...
It?
Yep, new season started yesterday. Running all the new events and activities, running up to 1,000 level power level, and just crying.
So, when it comes to, like, online multiplayer, like, you can get some... There's a lot of toxicity that comes with it in regards to, like, shooting games, and it gets a lot of flack sometimes.
Yes.
But there's also tons of opportunity to connect with very real people. Like, there's real people on the other side. Speaking of, Skyler, remember Rainbow Six? It's a 5-on-5 team. Like, we had a few friends on there from, like, so who is this guy we keep talking to? He's pretty cool. Did he go to school with us? No, man, he lives in Washington. And we were like,
wait, this dude lives in Wyoming.
Yeah, Wyoming. And we're like, what? So, yeah, so I definitely understand I can make long-lasting relationships. And League of Legends is another good one. shout out to Paul Grzelski. But,
oh, man.
But, yeah, there's a lot of friends to be made on League of Legends as well.
What about World of Warcraft?
I'm sure, like, Perry has some
I was going to say, let's hear
stories.
WoW stories.
Yeah, let's hear them WoW stories.
Listen, so World of Warcraft has literally changed my life. The only reason why I got a job to begin with was to pay for my WoW subscription. But, no, so if anybody has no idea what World of Warcraft is, or WoW for short, it is a fantasy MMO game where you pretty much build your character. There's two different sides, I guess we'll call them. The Alliance or the Horde, where you can build your character off of. And they could be different fantasy creatures, from a human to a elf, an orc. Mine personally was a gnome. Okay.
You could be a gnome.
You could be a gnome.
I see. You have very gnomish qualities.
Yeah, gnomish qualities. After you build, like, what type of character you are, you could become like a warrior, a wizard, or a warlock. I guess they call it. That's what I was. a rogue, stuff like that. And there are storylines you go through. There's different, I guess, like raids you could do, different bad guys to defeat, guilds to join.
So it's similar to like a gauntlet in a sense, like except on a huger level.
No.
Well very much yes, no. Heather, for one, but for two, well, yeah. There was like for wizards, all you older, archers. Yeah, well, for all you older gamers.
I mean, it's
gamers.
Like D&D and MMO, so it's an RPG. Yeah, D&D.
Yeah.
It's an
like Gauntlet, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, if you take like D&D or Pathfinder and you like make it online accessible, then yeah, there's, I guess there's like that kind of tie into it. But no, it's phenomenal. I stopped playing after fourth expansion, the fifth expansion pack.
It calls your name, Perry.
It does. It still does to this day. Listen, okay. My character, Lieutenant Pyro. Okay.
Lieutenant Pyro.
No.
Lieutenant Pyro.
Oh, no.
That's so good for a wizard.
Level 90 gnome warlock.
I'm learning so much about Perry today.
So, is there like level caps in that game?
There is with like every expansion. They like cap it out, but then they always increase the caps with every expansion. And I think now they've like gotten a weird 360 and they're like, WoW Classic, which is literally everything before any single expansion pack.
And then didn't they do that with RuneScape too?
Yep.
I think they had like a classic RuneScape.
Yeah.
RuneScape. My cousin plays the heck out of that. RuneScape Classic. That's all he does. Is RuneScape Classic.
Man, there's
I can't believe that game is still around.
I was gonna say there's many.
It's very popular. I mean, obviously not like my generation, but
was a Maple Story a sim?
No.
MMO.
I mean, in regards to relationships and building relationships, like I'd say so. And
that was like one of the first like internet things I remember like ever encountering was Maple Story.
I was gonna say too, like there's Second Life also, which is just your first person, a whole other person. I think you can go third person with it too. There's new VR chat that's out now that's getting pretty popular where you could be anything as long as you can code it, you can make it. You could be a little anime girl. You could be a giant dragon.
You could be Pikachu.
You could be Pikachu. You could be a giant face of Nicolas Cage. Like, you could literally be anything.
Oh, dude, the Nicolas Cage face, I'm in.
I was like, you can even be Chungus too. There's some,
Chungus, I'm in.
You can't be Chungus.
There's some Chungai running around.
Chungai!
Last time I played VR chat, I think, what was my model? I think I was an ant. Like, I was like a legit ant. Like an itty bitty little ant.
What? Get out.
And people can like mod like different actions. Like, I seen some guy who was like a Nicolas Cage, and then he pressed a button and then he transformed to this giant fire breathing dragon with Nicolas Cage's face. And and then like in the back it was like just bass music.
I thought you were gonna talk about the Nicolas Cage to John Travolta one that I saw.
Oh, what is that?
That's face up.
Like he'd be Nicolas Cage and then he just automatically just switched to John Travolta. And I was like, face.
So dude, VR chat spawned Ugandan Knuckles.
Ugandan Knuckles.
Did actually.
Dude. we spit at the full screen.
Oh my goodness.
You know the way?
So, are we counting Farmville?
No.
It is a simulator
game.
When we first started the conversation,
you can't
yes.
disqualify because it's a Facebook game.
I forgot.
Yes, I can and I will.
Every platform.
You said it's canon.
Matters.
Every person played Farmville at one point, though. Like, you imagine, like,
my cousin tried taking my Facebook account because she wanted to like help out her farm by getting into my farm. And I'm like, no, we're not doing all that. Like,
oh my God. Like, I'll get your password so I can download
a
game
coup.
On your
Your
cousin tried to set up a coup.
But she took our other cousin's like Facebook passwords, like started their own farms, but then like tied them into her farm. She was wild. No, with the game.
Oh my goodness! And you can pay like real money, I'm sure.
To, oh,
like,
you upgrade. Definitely paid real money to like get advanced features and like speed up your crops.
The quote unquote free game.
Farmville was the original OG one that introduced like in
microtransactions.
Yeah, microtransactions. Yeah. I want to say like I don't remember like any game before that introduced those.
I think South Park had an episode about that.
Candy
too.
Crush.
Candy Crush, I think, was later because that was an App Store game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Candy Crush was later, but it still had the microtransactions.
Well, I mean, once the App Store came up and was like games everywhere, but that's also another whole podcast episode. Yeah.
So, speaking of, like, man, we could talk about this for another whole hour, but it's already been an hour right now.
Is it really?
Time flies,
time flies. So I want to first thank my special guest, Perry and John, for being here. John, do you want to plug your thing real quick?
Oh, like I said, if you want to come and see me play some of these games that we talked about in like on the podcast today, just come on by to twitch.tv/expressdepresso and come say hi, give me a like, follow, you know, all that fancy creator stuff.
Yep, subscriber.
A lot of fun.
John's got an
huh?
awesome screen stream. I love to watch it.
Oh yeah, John is he has a legitimate stream. Like you can see his face. He's
good
got
production
music.
Value.
Very great production value. Yeah, we're not sending you to some outside wanderer person. I don't know. But anyways,
it's 2.5 hours of Nicolas Cage screaming at his camera.
We're actually planning on having a big like event thingy for the new Final Fantasy VII remake. Because we're going to do that day one release.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, maybe we'll have you back on the podcast. Maybe we can set something up with that. Because that comes out in April, doesn't it?
April 10th.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Well, yeah, we'll definitely keep in contact with that. And then Perry?
All right. Sweet. You can find me on Instagram at Perry_Papa. You could find me, I guess now I might as well re-subscribe to WoW.
Hey.
You guys can probably watch me play WoW.
Can't wait
on
to
my
hear
Instagram.
Your WoW stories.
You guys can now watch me play the HGTV simulator game.
Excited.
He's setting up a Twitch channel.
I will watch.
You're going to watch me build bungalow houses in Florida.
I need my dream retirement homes.
Damn. I got you. Give me 2 days.
I'm so excited to watch this.
2 days. Man.
All right. And then we have the lovely Ms.
Heather. I'm Deli Hams with 1S on Twitter and 2Ss on Instagram.
All right. And then we're definitely playing Animal Crossing.
I am playing so much Animal Crossing.
I'm going to have three.
If we don't
islands.
Count today anymore, it's now 8 days.
Today no longer exists now that
today,
we're done with
it's only
8 p.m. Today's over.
Today is over. Correct. Today is over. It's now 8 more days.
And my savings account is looking a little more sweaty because I'm excited. Right.
Olatho on all platforms, Facebook, SoundCloud. I do musical stuff. I'm trying to do more on Instagram and Twitter. But
awesome. And then live shows soon.
Live shows, I'm working on it. Awesome. Plan, quarter one, practice. Quarter two, play. Quarter three, play. Quarter four, get rich.
There we are. That's also Target's
quarter
plan.
Quarter four, nap.
But and then we have to his, right?
Thick boy, 3 C's, 3 I's. Find me on Facebook, Instagram. Follow my photography at Singularity Photography.
All right. And I'm Jose. You can follow Region Nerd Alert on Facebook at any time. And you can also listen to our podcast every Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. And we can also be streamed.
I like strum better. I think it's stromed.
On Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR One app. Man, I remember that one by myself that time.
What?
And something else. Let me know what else we are. And we are actually
Google Play.
Yeah, Google Play. Yeah, and NPR, the website as well. Just Google us and we're there.
Just tell your Alexa.
Yeah. Alexa, play Region Nerd Alert. Playing. But anyway. Thank you for listening. We're signing off and we're going to buy Animal Crossing. Thank you again, John. And thank you for listeners for listening. So goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.